This is Colorado Springs with Kevin James Bond. I am a real estate agent who talks about Colorado Springs, real estate, city news, and my favorite spots. Come along.
Hello, everybody. This is Kevin James Bond here in Colorado Springs, and I'm going to give you the latest updates on what's happening here in Colorado Springs, news-wise, housing-wise, everything. Let's take a look. I only went there once. I wanted to go there more, but is this whole video just them demolishing? Oh my god. Oh. Oh, wow. If you'd never been here, it was on the top of a hill. You know, great, fun little spot. You know, I just, for whatever reason, never went. And, no, never will. And it's been closed for years, and now they're... What to say about it? Demolition process started Monday afternoon. Restaurant was no longer financially viable as much of the interior was outdated. The restaurant is being replaced with a High Gardens Events Center, expected to be open in fall of 2024. Okay. And in case you weren't aware, there's some kid that got caught, like, was going to shoot up a school, and now there's a manifesto from this kid.
Former students' mass shooting plans at three Colorado Springs schools, and they were stopped. The former Academy District 20 Yikes. Student is in jail, charged with attempted murder. Elbert County deputies discovered 19-year-old William Whitworth's manifesto with hit list and specific plans to print out guns to carry out those attacks. Court records reveal the three schools the student was targeting are Prairie Hills Elementary, Timberview Middle School, and Pine Creek High School. KRDO News Channel 13's Annabelle Childers is live at Timberview, where the suspect once attended school. Annabelle.
Okay, so, I mean, not to give this person any more exposure, it's just, if you want to read into it, you can, you know, pause this or look up the article and read more about it, but, you know, I don't remember how they caught this person, but they caught them before they actually attempted to do this. So, again, you know, great on, you know, however that happened, and whoever, you know, district attorney, investigation of threats involving schools in D20, arrest by the Elbert County Sheriff's Office. Okay, so there you go, police department working to prevent more horrifying situations like this from happening. And there's more of this kind of stuff. Business robbed at gunpoint in Colorado Springs. This is on the south side of Colorado Springs, the 3,000 block of South Academy Boulevard. It's unclear what business it is. Mission Trace, maybe, is what it is. That's the name of the complex
there. Back in Colorado Springs, a business was robbed at gunpoint on the southeast side of town Saturday night. According to the Colorado Springs Police, a business in the 3,000 block of South Academy Boulevard called to report they'd been robbed just after 9 p.m. We aren't sure which business that is. There are multiple along that stretch of road, and information is limited right now from...
So they just didn't report on it. Okay, so whatever. But yeah, I mean, that's been going on since I can remember here in the city, where it's just... I don't know how often it happens, but yeah, that happens. And oh my goodness, I just did not expect this. I mean, no results yet. We hit the mayoral runoff, which means that nobody won at least 50% of the vote, which means that the people who won the most percentage get to essentially rerun again. There's going to be a new debate, a mayoral debate between Yemi Mobilade and Wayne Williams on April 24th. Ballots are going to be going, I think, that's when it is. And then ballots are going out sometime around then to vote between the two of them, I guess. It was unclear to me if Sally Clark was also going to be on that ballot of who gets to be on there, but just take a look at the wait. So yeah, Blessing Yemi Mobolade, 29.8% of the vote, which is the highest percentage that anybody got. Wayne Williams was second with 19.23% of the vote. And then, let's see, Sally Clark was third, 17.81% of the vote. And everybody else was pretty minimal. Callan Rodabaugh was the dude with the mullet, 1.04%. That looks to be the lowest. Jonathan Tegan Tig, 4.97%. Christopher Mitchell, 1.15. Lawrence Martinez, 1.67. Longinos Gonzalez Jr., 7.93. Tom Strand, 2.39. Andrew Dalby, 4.43. Jim Miller, 0.87. Daryl Glenn, 8.71. So, yeah, if it's just going to be the three of them, you know, I guess, but Yemi's surprised. I'm surprised. You know, he seemed like a really inspiring candidate, just not one that I would have thought Colorado Springs as a whole would have felt great about voting for in comparison to, say, Wayne Williams or Sally Clark, who historically Colorado Springs has voted more along someone who has those kind of thoughts in mind or that kind of spiel or, you know, whatever, personality, whatever you want to call it.
Going on to say that Sally Clark is considering a recount because some of her constituents have raised concerns about the security of the election and how ballots were collected and counted. Clark says military ballots from overseas still have not been tallied, and some ballots haven't been certified because of problems verifying those signatures. Now, Clark says she's not being a sore loser by considering a recount, even though in a release the day after the election, she wrote that she respects the democratic process.
But the results of the election are not finalized at this point. So we're still waiting on ballots coming in. So I have not conceded at this point. And so I'm just exercising those rights and looking to look for options to make sure that the process was done appropriately.
Now, as you heard her say there, Sally Clark has not 30% conceded
for
the election.
Yemi, here's the statement she 19% for Wayne, 18% for Sally.
Thank you
just to give you an idea of what it looks like.
Oh,
there it is. Since no single candidate received more than 50% of the vote, the city is expecting to hold a runoff election in May with the top two candidates. There it is. While Mobolade received 29.8% of the vote compared to Williams' 19.23% and Clark's 17.1%, the difference between Williams and Clark amounts to 1,546 votes. Overseas and military ballots are not due into the clerk's office until Wednesday afternoon. Other ballots that may be missing signatures or have other issues could also be cured. The election will not be certified until Friday, April 14th. We got four more days. All right, we'll see, but I'm assuming it's Yemi and Wayne is going to be who's on the ballot, and in that case, I'm very excited to see what kind of debate they get themselves into and how they position themselves against the two. I mean, these two, Yemi and Wayne, were two candidates, and Sally, you know, I felt, you know, me personally, I felt like those three were probably the strongest candidates in terms of a good future for Colorado Springs, addressing affordable housing or homelessness or water or, you know, many of the other issues that the big issues that we think of. And so now that it's down to basically those, you know, three and down to those two, let's see how it turns out. I'm excited to hear what they have to say and how it goes. A car wash caught on fire here in Colorado Springs. I'm not sure why it needed to do that. An abandoned Circle K car wash on Garden of the Gods Road was fully engulfed. Sorry. Fully engulfed in a fire Saturday morning. CSFT first reported the fire in 500 block Garden of the Gods Road around 10:20 a.m. Fire was under control by 10:35. No injuries reported. They suspect homeless involvement in the cause of the fire, but cannot confirm at this time. All right. And then we've got some wild turkeys that are just hanging out here in the city. And I've lived here my whole life. This is the first time I have ever heard about this, seen this. And so somebody, well, this is me like posting my own like pictures and video of like this wild turkey that's in somebody's yard. And then, you know, just some closer up. I don't know why this blue filter went on there, but you know, there's other people in the neighborhood that are like, hey, look, there's like a flock. Look how many, like 7 turkeys right there, just hanging out, walking around. And, you know, I don't know if they're in your neighborhood, you know, wherever you are, if you're in the Springs, but just, yeah, there they are. And I tried to catch one. I was not successful. I have no idea what I'm doing. I have chickens, but that's not the same thing. So I thought it was, I was trying to catch it because I thought it was somebody's pet and they lost it, you know, and it just got away. And then there's like 2 or 3 neighbors who were like, no, yeah, we have these every year. Like they're here, like, duh. I don't know what I'm talking about. And I've never seen them up until now. So, yeah, but it's amazing. Beautiful, beautiful.
Dozens of artists and community partners gathered here this morning for the groundbreaking. And this project has been several years in the making. And it's in response to a trend of artists being priced out of living here in downtown Colorado Springs.
With rent prices skyrocketing, especially in desirable areas such as downtown, it can be hard for a young professional to live.
Often what you find in cities is as your city takes off economically, which is certainly happening in Colorado Springs, the artists who really add that vibrancy and that sense of excitement to a community, they're the first to get priced out.
So what's going on? Are they giving artists like a place to live?
Apartment complex. To qualify, one person per household must be an artist or creative, making 60% or lower of the county's median income. This will allow artists to focus on their passion versus
working. What are they saying the median income is? That's cool.
I think one thing that we struggle with in Colorado Springs is connectivity. It's a really big city and everybody's
51
kind of
unit
their own thing, which is
live
thing,
work complex.
If we were able to bring people that we maybe have never seen in the city
of area median income
together in a building where we all have creative energy and creative juices and we can just say good morning to each
leasing
other.
Leasing begins next summer.
And maybe get inspiration from something.
That's cool.
Never
That's downtown.
Housing projects all across the country, including Trinidad, Loveland, and Ridgeway.
I make these videos. Does that qualify? Can I do this? I don't need this.
If artists can't afford to live here, we lose musicians in our churches, of people who teach art to our children, people who create the.
Wow,
you know,
that's neat that there's like a special thing. If you're an artist, you can qualify there.
We'll be located here at 315 East Castilla Street, and it's going to be ready for move-in in about a year and a half,
yeah,
towards the end of 2024, with leasing starting next summer. So this building may not look like much now, but in about a year and a half,
oh, it's leasing.
It's going to be really
okay. This isn't
really
buy. Okay, this is to rent. Okay.
Springs.
All right, I just like clarifying that.
Colorado Springs on Natasha.
Yeah. Okay, so more apartments, but specifically to, you know, creatives and artists and something like that. I'm not sure how they're going to define that exactly. You have to make 60% or lower of the area median income if you're an artist. That should be no problem. So I'm an artist. What money am I making off of this? So I'm just doing this for the fun of it. So it's not to buy, it's just to rent, but that is more affordable housing, and it's 51 new units. We need like 12,000 units. Like if we could just wave a magic wand and magically have 12,000 more units, whether they're rent or buy, just available in the city or near it, we'd have no more affordable housing issues. There would be enough supply to meet everybody's demand, and it would just, you know, it would even out. So we're not going to have that, obviously, but every little bit that this of stuff like this helps chip away, you know, get toward that number of being able to provide more housing. I have no idea if that's a winning scenario at all, or if we're just fighting a losing battle, but you have to have housing for people also. And I said this in a prior video, but I just wanted to make sure that everybody is aware that whole 2424 Garden of the Gods development that was supposed to be, you know, 420 units, then 320 apartment units, is now going to be a commercial space for a company called Intuitive. It's an aerospace firm. So it's going to have 71 high paying jobs, and there will no longer be a residential space there. So I'm assuming the residents there will be fine with that. I mean, maybe they would have preferred it just be an open space and nothing happened there, but I have not yet heard anybody complaining about it. So we'll see. That is what is happening in Colorado Springs here in a nutshell. If there's some other thing that I didn't cover that you felt that should be covered, mention it in the comments below. Like, I'm not going to see everything that happens. And if there's something interesting that you think people should know about Colorado Springs, drop it in the comments below. Thanks so much for watching. Please click the like button if you liked this video. I'm a local real estate agent here. I live here in Colorado Springs and I have my license in Colorado. So if you're looking to buy or sell a property in the Colorado Springs area, please let me know and I would be happy to help you with that.
Thanks for listening. If you liked this podcast, please give it a like and subscribe. Have a sunshine day.